Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
A listener texted the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and asked about controlling weeds that are growing in their mulch. Hear how to clean up your landscape beds for the winter in our first segment.
Sometimes you can over-mulch. Do you have plants that look yellowish even though you put down fertilizer? We'll tell you what would be going on during our second segment.
With a name like pansy, you know these flowers have got to be tough. Julio and I will explain what makes these flowers special standouts in both fall and spring during our third segment.
Halloween is upon us, and creepy crawlers are sneaking in my house. Spiders and crickets are setting up their winter homes and quarters inside your home. Hear how to evict them permanently during our fourth segment.
We want to introduce you to a fantastic ground cover that has evergreen glossy leaves, bright red berries, tolerates shade, is deer resistant, and is hardy from zone 3 to 7. Hear what that is during our final segment.
So stay tuned, and we'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice, turning brown thumbs green, for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
High-yield brand bone meal contains 10% slow-release natural phosphorus. It helps all plants to develop sturdy root systems and stimulate healthy growth. You'll use it every time you plant bulbs, but it also is an excellent supplement fertilizer for roses, flowers, and vegetable gardens. High-yield bone meal is sourced from steamed bone meal, which provides a clean, natural source of phosphorus. High Yield is brought to you by VPG, the Fertilome people. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Hey, welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len. He's Julio. There's Aaron. Stands behind the glass, making us sound great. Listen to this text we received from a customer, and that they're battling weeds. I guess they're a listener. I'm not sure if they're a customer or not. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. We're going to turn them into one.
Yes.
Listen to their text.
I mulch my flower beds, but still get weeds pushing through. Will putting down preen weed preventer on my mulch bed stop this?
Ah! Well. Pretty smart knowing what preen is.
Yeah, it is.
For all of you out there that don't know what preen is a weed preventer. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it puts a barrier in the soil. So when that seed germinates and tries to pop up through that barrier, it basically kills the plant, eliminating the seed and eliminating the plant altogether. So no weeds. But preen will not kill growing weeds. That's why you can put them around your bedding plants, and you can put them even into the vegetable garden, and it won't kill your plants, but it will prevent weeds. So, yes, putting preen down on your mulch will stop it from getting any worse, but it will not kill existing weeds. So you've got a choice. Bend over, pull them out, okay? And you have to make sure you get the roots out. It's been awfully dry. Isn't it amazingly dry?
I know. Where'd that rain go?
Florida. we haven't gotten rain, a substantial rain, and I don't know how long.
I can't remember.
And as long as it doesn't come on Fridays or Saturdays, I'm good.
Yeah, that's it.
But, all right, stupid moment for me.
Uh-huh.
Last night, I have drip irrigation on the window boxes that are high up attached to a porch that I have, a screened-in porch. Put it on yesterday.
Does it work?
Oh, it worked really well because I didn't turn it off until this morning.
Oh, no. You know,
so all night long, it was like a waterfall going along the screen of our porch. So they're watered.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
They're watered really well.
Good job, by the way.
You know, those of you that have done that, here you go. And I'm a professional.
You are.
Anyway, it happens to the best of us.
But what happened to that timer you were going to get?
Yeah, that's true. I was supposed to get a timer, wasn't I? Well, here's the deal. If you want to get those weeds out, the existing weeds have to be pulled out. And they have to be pulled out by the root. And the reason why we mentioned how dry it's been is that the soil's compacted and the weeds have a tendency to snap off or break off, and you just pull the tops out. And if the roots are still there, you know, they're going to grow right back. So it's important that you get them out by the root or make sure that you're killing them down to the root. Everybody has a type of glyphosate product. Okay, High Yield's brand, or their, I guess, the product, glyphosate product, is Kills-All. Kills-All is just like Bonide's Cleanup or Roundup. It's all the same, buy the cheapest one because they're competitive. And that as long as you're hitting the foliage of the weed or undesirable plant, because it could be used for other types of things, like for instance, poison ivy and things like that. But you want to make sure that you don't have overspray onto your mums or your annuals or even your shrubs. I have not only let my water irrigation on overnight by mistake, I've also not bent down far enough and had the wind blow the spray onto my shrubs. And what happens is it's the existing shrubs, all of a sudden the whole side of it's dead, you know, and I fess up to it. I was like, oh, well, I don't know what happened. It's like, yeah, the dope that oversprayed, you know, rather than getting it right on that weed. And that's what you need to do.
And we've talked about, you know, spraying like in the evening, you know, when it's less
less windy.
Windy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's windy.
Yeah. I'm unfortunately, you know, I'm the one that's like, I have to spray one when I'm motivated to do it, and two, when I have the actual time to do it. So again, but make sure that if on a windy day, maybe it's not a good idea, like Julio was saying. But still, High Yield Kills-All is what I use. And that because again, it's the cheapest and it is very, very good. And man, they're turning yellow in no time. Quick. Now, here's the other question. Do you still put Perrine down? Soil temperatures, Julio, for grass seed to germinate, 50 degrees. It has been warm enough where that soil temperature is actually in the 60s. It was a little chilly this morning,
but it felt
fall-like.
Yeah.
But weeds can still germinate. So if you put Perrine down now, yes, it's a little late. If somebody, you know, I wouldn't necessarily put it on a checklist, but because you've got weeds that are becoming a problem, put it down now and it'll prevent any of those overwintering weeds. Now, here's the thing with Perrine. Think of Perrine as your crabgrass preventer for your landscape beds, but it has a broader spectrum on the label. So when you put down your crabgrass control in the spring, automatically put Perrine down in your landscape beds. And I'll tell you why. It's because all of those seeds begin to germinate when that soil temperature rises, and you may miss and have weeds all through your beds and that you missed it
So you've got to do the same thing. You got to pull them out by hand, or you have to spray them with glyphosate or the kills all. And then you have, you know, it's just another step where you could prevent those weeds by putting down the crabgrass preventer. The preen when you put down your crabgrass preventer in early spring. So we're talking March, March. Mm-hmm. I would do it in March because it depends on, like, all of a sudden we have a warm April. Oh, weeds are popping up all over. Quick. You've got everything from chickweed to clover. You've got all kinds of things coming up. Now, you put it down, regular preen needs to be reapplied like every 8 weeks for it to be active and working. What I suggest is you put that first application of preen down early. 8 weeks later, it's time to put down in your annuals. So go ahead and put your annuals in and then apply what's called preen 365. You really only need one application, and that it lasts for a really, really long time. 365, get it? 365, yeah. Days. I would put another application down sometime in mid-summer just to make sure that you get anything in the fall that might be germinating, like you're dealing with now. Mm-hmm. But preen is a great product. It does its job, and if you think of it, like, it puts a barrier in the soil, so when that seed tries to germinate through it, it kills that weed seed. Mm-hmm. Even better yet, if you have landscape beds that you don't plant annuals in or you don't do anything like that. And again, it's not going to kill the growing existing plants. What it's going to do is prevent the weeds of the other plants. So say you decide you're going to put perennials in that area in the landscape, but you've already put preen in. Don't worry. The only thing you're going to do is disturb the barrier in the soil, install that plant into the ground, and it's going to start to grow. And anywhere where you disturb that soil has potential to grow weeds. But again, I'd rather, do a 8-inch round section of weeding than an entire bed of weeding. I can deal with that. Yeah. I can deal with that. And again, we're talking about preen, and there are two different ones. There are actually three. There's an organic one that's, look, if you're an organic person, you're going to want to use it. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't work that well. Yeah. It's plain and simple. It doesn't work that well. I understand, but sometimes, you got to decide. Yeah. And then you're going to be much healthier than I will be, because you'll be out there pulling weeds and I won't be. So, again, there's preen organic, there's preen regular preen, and then there's preen 365, and that's going to be one that's a longer lasting extended preen. There's also going to be preen that has fertilizer in it. I think you should use fertilizer based on what you're growing, as opposed to just using a generic fertilizer for the most part. Anything to add, Julio?
Yeah, I hardly ever use preen, but
it's because you got a postage stamp for a garden.
I know, but still.
Yeah.
Those weeds just pop up all over the place.
They do, but I would use preen.
Yeah, I'm going to start using it because it prevents.
Absolutely.
That's the thing right there,
I think prevention. What do they, a pound of prevention is, or an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
I think they're talking about preen.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Last year, millions of Americans asked the internet about protecting their lawns and gardens. There's one simple answer: BioAdvanced. Because gardeners have trusted the blue bottle for decades. Invasive insects? Blue bottle. Lawn fungus? Blue bottle. Japanese beetles? Blue bottle. A BioAdvanced answer for every question and guaranteed solutions for every problem. BioAdvanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care controls insects and diseases, plus feeds.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Do you ever wonder if fertilizer is making it through your mulch to the roots of your plants? Boy, that's a great question.
Right?
Isn't it?
Right. Julio and I love soil science because, you know, the action's down below the soil. Oh, yeah. The results are the plant up top. And one thing is that, like, and from our listeners' text, they, you know, people may be inclined to, oh, I'm just going to add mulch in the fall. I'm going to add mulch in the fall. Just going to add mulch in the fall. And what happens is that mulch can be compacted. Yeah. And all of a sudden, they don't realize it, that they've got what's supposed to be 4 inches of mulch at the most. Then they've got, like, compacted mulch that if you fluffed it up would be 4 inches. But now they added another, like, two or three inches. And it's like, instead of being a positive, it's a negative. Mm-hmm. And here's what we mean. Here's the science part. All right, everyone, get out your pens and pencils. Mycorrhiza is attached to the roots of your plants as long as they're in healthy soil, right?
Yeah.
Right. And what that does is that that's, think of it as like, going to give people nightmares. That's like we talk about in our segment coming up. It is Halloween.
Yeah.
Think of it as like all these tiny little mouths. And then what they're doing is that the mycorrhiza transforms the elements in the soil so that the roots can absorb it. So we're talking about the fertilizer and any of the nutrient value that's in your soil, and everybody wants good soil, and that it won't work unless there's the mycorrhiza that's there. So if your mulch is compacted, it's probably rotting, which has a tendency to bring the mycorrhiza closer to the surface to rot the mulch, and that bacteria is rotting the mulch, and it's not doing its job around the root system and transforming the nutrients in the soil and the fertilizer and all of that, that money that you put down to feed your plants isn't doing anything, so your plants look yellow. I see this all the time, especially like rhododendrons, azaleas, like where they just look off. And I've had people tell me, it's like, you know, how no matter how much fertilizer I put on it, they don't seem to get green.
That's what's happening.
I'd rather see somebody in the fall kind of loosen up their mulch, take a pitchfork, take a hard rake, turn that over, loosen that up so there's air circulation in the mulch that will dry out any of the roots, or I'm sorry, dry out any of the weeds that are trying to germinate rather than creating a spot for those weeds to come up. Now, in our listener that texted us, there's a good chance that their weeds are only growing in the rotted mulch that they put down. It's not so much they need preen. It's not so much that they need any more mulch. They just need to fluff up the existing mulch that they have. Yeah. You know, just basically you turn it and you lighten up that compacted mulch. Mm. Wow. It's essential for that mycorrhiza. And like, for instance, our favorite and I think the best fertilizer in the world is made by Espoma. And Espoma has mycorrhiza added into the fertilizer. So it's that it works that much. It's just not like, gosh, how many times? I'll get a lot of old timers coming in. It's like, do you have any 10-10-10 or 5-10-5 or 10-6-4 or 10-10?
Yeah.
That has absolutely no markerize in it. It's also all chemical, so it doesn't really last very long. Where the Espoma product is organic, will break down slow, will last, has the mycorrhiza in it. So as it works into the root system of the plant, the mycorrhiza attaches itself to the root system so that it can absorb the nutrients. It's a symbiotic relationship. Mm-hmm. And just make sure that before you say, oh, I need mulch because it looks flat, try to rough it up a little bit and see if it fluffs up to that 3 or 4 inches, as opposed to just piling it on, and especially around trees and some larger shrubs. Right? Boy, do I, my son all the time, they have volcanoes around their trees, volcano. And what that means is that it's just, there's so much mulch that it looks like the tree is coming out of the center of the mulch and it's a volcano. That's not what you want. No. That's not what you want. And since we're talking about azaleas and rhododendrons, spray right now for lace bugs. Lace bugs make your azaleas and rhododendrons, and especially Pieris, Japonica, they make them always seem yellow because they're these little insects that will overwinter and that they feed on the leaves. And if you get real, real close, you'll notice that it's like little spots on the leaves, because they go and they suck out the nutrients from the leaf, and being that it turns them yellow, they don't produce as much food because of photosynthesis. And that what you can do right now is spray any type of horticultural oil. So we like All Seasons horticultural oil. It's organic, and you have to make sure you get under the leaf, and it basically smothers any insects or eggs that are overwintering on the plant. And then also, we talked about it already, the Espoma holly tone now, then again in the spring, and then give it one more shot because it's still, plants are growing. We've been pretty warm. Yeah. And if you've used Jack's acid plant food, that would be okay to put down now, and then you're going to do it in the spring. You're going to do it probably once a month. And it's a water-soluble fertilizer. It works really quick. It doesn't last for a tremendous amount of time, but it's like it gives it an extra kick.
Yeah.
So do that. But again, it's make sure that you're not putting more mulch on top of compacted mulch, because you're creating a bigger problem down the road.
Wow. Yeah.
Anything to add, Julio?
No, that's we see that. I mean, you see that a lot.
Oof. We really do.
Yeah,
we really do. It's a simple thing, really.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's like we're saving you money. You don't have to buy more mulch. Mm. Just get some tools out, rough that up a little bit, fluff it up, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, we're not thinking about compaction.
Yeah, no, many people don't even think that it's a thing. It's like, I put it down and it's so loose and fluffy.
Yeah,
it's like, no,
it doesn't stay over time
with water and time, it just compacts and creates a crust over the soil.
So,
and instead of creating an area that it's a protection from drought, it almost creates a drought issue because it absorbs that moisture out of the soil into the mulch. So
gotta watch.
Check your mulch.
Yep.
Check your mulch. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's not too deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
We are proud to announce that Bloomers in the Garden has partnered with Renewal by Anderson of Greater Philadelphia, Delaware, South Jersey, and Southern Maryland. Renewal by Anderson is the top window and door company in the United States, specializing in replacement windows and doors. You might be thinking right now, what the heck do windows have to do with gardening? Well, Renewal by Anderson makes this beautiful garden bay window that's energy efficient and made from recycled materials. It's perfect for growing the finest indoor plants possible. When you are looking out your windows filled with plants in your beautiful garden, you don't want to see old windows that are cloudy, warped, or even rotting. That's why people in the horticulture community love Renewal by Anderson. Not only do we want our gardens to be beautiful, but their homes as well. Renewal by Anderson participates in horticultural events such as flower shows, earth days, and eco fairs. To get more information and set up a free home consultation, please visit www.philadelphiawindow.com. And be sure to tell them Bloomers in the Garden sent you.
Is she gone?
Nope, she's still standing there.
What is she doing?
I think she's watching the grass grow.
That's our job.
I know, right? She's watching the grass grow, the flowers grow. Ooh, look, the trees are growing.
I can't say as I blame her. Remember where she bought all this stuff.
Duh, bought us there too.
Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Find us online at bloomers.com.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
There you go. There you go. Just like in A Boy Named Sue, who had to be tough.
You got to be tough.
A flower named Pansy has got to be tough.
Ooh, yeah.
Tell you what. Plant pansies now, and they will flower until the winter kicks in.
That's great.
You can plant them over bulbs. You can plant them in containers. And during the coldest winter days, the pansies will be rooted in the soil. They will flower for an extremely long time. And that it's really the wind that affects the flowers of pansies more than, say, the cold does. So what will happen is all of a sudden the flowers, you'll notice that the flowers are done, but they're not done. The plant's not done. The plant will still be there. The leaves may look a little haggard over the winter, but they're still alive. And then it's like magic. In March, the increased sun will call the pansies back into bloom.
Wow.
And they will be the earliest flowers. And I had pansies that were on a window box on my deck. And that there's an upstairs deck to my house, and that I had the window box there, and I planted pansies in the fall, and man, it was like, beautiful. Look, spring is here.
It's
freezing outside, but look, the pansies are in bloom. I was called a geek, and whatever, I'll take that. But it was amazing because the pansies then were bigger and better than they were when we planted them in the fall.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful.
They overwintered without a problem. And, you know, they'll bloom for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of folks who plant pansies in the spring, they expect them to flower all the way through the year like a regular, like, say, an impatient or marigold or what have you. But once it gets hot, you know, they kind of peter out.
Yeah, they do.
And a lot of times they'll go dormant. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll actually go hit, you know, it'll be the drought that kills them.
Yeah.
But they may last longer if they're in the shade. Like if they're in a little bit of shade, you may get them to last all summer. And but it's, I'll tell you what, the difference when they are planted in, say, anytime now, really, it could be planted from August through November, mm-hmm. that when they are flowering now and then they appear again in the spring. It's like a resurrection flower. I mean, it's an amazing plant. Mm-hmm. And just plant them in decent soil, and you're going to have to water them if it gets dry. Like right now, it is so dry. Uh-huh. It is so dry. This is supposed to be the rainy season. I'm still waiting. So, again, it will eventually come, and that we'll get rains eventually, and that the plants themselves, because the temperatures will be a little cooler, that they'll look great. I am going to plant pansies. I like the blotch-faced pansies. And that what that means is that they have, like, almost it makes it look like it's literally a face, because the way the pansy flower is, that it's almost like three sections. And that there's white blotch, there's blue blotch, there's yellow blotch. And then there's, like, everybody's heard of Johnny Jump-Ups. Johnny Jump-Ups. Mm-hmm. They are a type of viola, and that it's the traditional where it looks like a miniature pansy, but there's also blue. Being Halloween, there's a black. There's a black pansy. I'm not sure too keen on that for spring. But if you plant it, you know, with the there's an orange clear pansy as well, where the flower is all orange. It looks pretty cool, the black and the orange. Yeah, so in containers, it's great.
Yeah,
awesome. Again, there's so many colors and it's dynamic, and it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it, because it's such a, I mean, it's just a beautiful plant, and it's not going to get real tall. Like, you know how some plants, it's like all of a sudden they're supposed to be like 3 to 4 inches tall, and they end up being like 12 foot. it's like I thought it's now 12 to 18 inches tall. I think I need to run it over the lawnmower. Pansies aren't going to do that. Pansies aren't going to get out of control on you. So they're perfect again for all fall, and then in the spring.
Oh yeah, they're super.
A lot of times when, you know, you go past a development that has them planted in front of their sign, you know, Wedgwood Forest, and they've got pansies in front, and they look so great in the spring.
Yeah.
They were planted in the fall. Yeah. They weren't planted, like, you know, they didn't go out and plant them in February.
Yeah, they didn't.
So, again, plant some pansies, like the song, you know, with a name like Pansy, they've got to be tough.
They are tough. Yeah, and they're also edible.
They are. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Thought about that.
You turned me on to that.
Yeah. I haven't had any help that I grossed out by grabbing a flower and eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it has a little peppery taste.
Yeah, a little.
It's good. You can put it into mixed drinks. You can actually put the pansy flower or petal into ice cube trays.
Yeah.
And then you can have that and serve that to your guests, which is pretty cool.
So there's a lot more than just what we see.
That's it.
your body.
That's it. It's something. That's right. It's another way to get your greens.
That's right.
Or your yellows, or your blues, or your blacks, or your oranges. Go out and get some pansies this weekend.
We'll enjoy them.
That's it. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
Fall is for planting. Visit Bloomer's Nursery and let one of Bloomer's nurserymen help you lay out your next landscape project. Bloomer's has the finest selection of fall flowers. Hardy mums in multiple sizes, celosia, coxcomb, winter pansies, ornamental peppers, ornamental kale and cabbage, and all types of grasses. Bloomer's has a frightening large selection of face pumpkins, flat stacking pumpkins, gourds, and fall decorating items. Come visit Bloomer's, the store behind the radio program, open 7 days. Go to www.bloomers.com. That's www.bloomers.com.
Creepy crawlies.
Creepy crawlies.
Everybody hates those little creepy crawlies.
They tickle and they bite.
Well, well, well. Have you noticed spiders or crickets in your home? Yes, we have.
I remember you had crickets galore in your garage.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot
creepy
of them.
Crawlies.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, you wonder, it's like I've never seen so many spiders in my house.
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
what's going on over there?
I don't know. It's like, you know, and it's not places where you want them. Like, you know, the bathroom. It's like, how do they get into the bathroom?
Yeah,
how do they get? I don't know. And it's that same type of thing where you get stink bugs all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, I how did it get between the folds of my drapes?
They shrink.
You know what it is? They hatch. You know, it's spiders that they were there in the spring. They hatched. Then they are now mature. So they're full size. So they're inside. Maybe they're coming in from outside.
Yeah.
You know, I found a cricket.
Oh, cricket!
In my family room, where like it's carpet. You know, Jiminy, how did you get here? Go find Pinocchio. I just want to out. Now, people that are afraid. Now, can you tell this? Did you
say Judy had one crawl on her side
shoulder? Spider, right?
Yeah, spider, and. She was coming out, and I go, what's wrong? Did something happen to you? You fell? It was a spider on her shoulder.
And
oh, my.
I mean, it's funny because Danielle is afraid. She doesn't like spiders. She doesn't like spiders either. Yeah.
It's a thing. Like,
but the reality is, it's like, hey, you know, they eat the bugs that are on your house plants. Yeah, you know, they're actually not really bad. So in defense of spiders... You know, sure, there are those rare kinds that will bite you, but there aren't many. You know, it's you may be getting rid of other insects that you don't even reel about. Or, you know, black widows, I don't know, they're kind of rare, you know, but that's what people are afraid of, black widows.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's what brings on the,
that's, it's the, like, oh, no.
The fear.
You know, but think about this. They eat mosquitoes and fleas, so if you've got any pets... You know, don't be so quick to stomp on it.
Yeah.
So, and that, again, it's not that they're really going to hurt anything, but they are kind of creepy crawly.
Creepy, yeah. <That's>...
So, crickets. Sorry. I've never had a cricket give me any good advice. You know, maybe that's in the Disney movie Pinocchio.
Yeah.
But crickets just annoy you. Because you were saying that way back when you told me it was because you heard them at night.
Oh, yeah.
And they're making a racket in the house.
I couldn't go to bed.
So.
You know, it's like, keep going.
I really am wholeheartedly endorse the BioAdvance Complete Insect Killer. And it's a spray. So it's like, you know, you have that Windex bottle type spray. Or you use the gallon or half gallon where it also has that same sprayer. Mm-hmm. It is, you ready? It's a Thrin. Thrin. Does anybody know what a Thrin is? That where our listening audience, I would really love to hear. You know, look, call the hotline. Let us know. He's like, yes, we understand what you mean by Thrin now. We did in the beginning, but we understand it. So it's Cefluthrin. And that's the active ingredient. And again, we go back to that it is a man-made chemical based on an organic insect control. No residual. But within this, they made it so that it has residual. Listen to this. This will keep killing insects up to 12 months indoors. We're talking about ants, crickets, spiders, cockroaches, little cockroach. But it will control all types of insects. And you want to use it as a perimeter spray because some of these insects, you know, they're looking at Julio's house and saying, ha ha, look at what we got. It's Florida. Well, not Florida now. No. They're saying, you know, this is going to be our winter home. And that they're getting in underneath the door. So you can spray right at the threshold. You can spray at on the windowsill. And you spray those areas. So you create a perimeter spray. So when they come across it, that again, it is something that's going to wipe them out and it's going to kill them. Non-staining. And again, it is one of those where I use it. I like am amazed like in the summertime, like I maybe put it down in the spring and then all of a sudden I'm looking at the windowsill and there's dead flies there. Wow. And it's because it's working on the flies when they, you know, they hit the window and then they crawl down to the windowsill. It's like, sorry, but yeah, you know, survival of the fittest. So I am the alpha predator. Alpha Remember that. And they know.
Yeah,
they know. Yeah. Now, if they would only tell their cricket and spider friends not to come in my house, that'd be fine. But again, that's BioAdvance Complete Insect Killer. And it's the spray version. It's, you know, they have one that's for the lawn, but this is the spray version. And that's what you want to do. You use it as a perimeter spray. You could use it on your outside of your house as well. But primarily with me, I use it as a perimeter spray inside the house. So.
When we first bought our house, I mentioned this to you, we had spider crickets in our basement. Yeah. And we didn't know, like my daughter saw it and she had a knip fit. Like she's like, Daddy. it was rather large. And I only actually had to spray the perimeter of my house once. And it took care of it for almost a whole year.
Wow.
Before I had to retreat again. And I look at the window seals, like you said, it's like a graveyard. But yeah, at BioAdvance, you have my endorsement.
There you go.
Great product, guys.
There you go. And it works really, really well.
Really good, yeah.
So, all right. If you have questions and you've got creepy crawlies in your house, please call the hotline. That's 609-685-1880. Leave us a message. We will get back to you with the answer. And if we use your question on the air, you get a free Bloomers t-shirt. We'll be right back right after this.
Last year, millions of Americans asked the internet about protecting their lawns and gardens. There's one simple answer. BioAdvance. Because gardeners have trusted the blue bottle for decades. Invasive insects? Blue bottle. Lawn fungus? Blue bottle. Japanese beetles? Blue bottle. A BioAdvanced answer for every question and guaranteed solutions for every problem. BioAdvanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care controls insects and diseases, plus feeds.
Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant, paired with the perfect container, can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hey, welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Yeah. We're talking about movies during the break. Yeah. Scarface, that's what we were talking about.
Lord.
I said, I think it's better in my memory than it was when I watched it again the other night. You know?
You evolve. A lot. You evolve over the years. Right?
That's
got to be.
And also, you know, we have cell phones now and everything mm-hmm. else. And, like, you look at where they have, like, wired phones. Mm-hmm. Or they have to get one of the bricks out of their bag where it's, you know, I used to have one. I had a brick phone. It's one of those Aaron and I were talking at the click to talk or whatever, where it was like Nextel. A walkie talkie Nextel phone. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But in that, it was like, you know, they didn't. There was a special fancy, like, Scarface phone in his car, but now it's like everybody's got them.
Back down memory lane, guys.
Yeah. All right. Back to the show.
Ground covers
that you didn't know. Gaultheria, also known as wintergreen. It's
Say
a native Gaultheria.
Gaultheria.
Gaultheria. Also known as wintergreen. It's a native evergreen ground cover. So I noticed a lot of people, their English ivy is becoming, getting a bad reputation, known as an invasive species. But wintergreen is a great, can tolerate zone 3 and zone 7. It's often sold as a houseplant, believe it or not. And that you'll know because the berries are big. They're big for the size of it. So they look like almost like a giant cranberry. So they're red, beautiful berries. And that, again, it's a shade plant, so it likes to be in the shade. If it goes in too much sun, it's going to dry out and it can kill it. But you think about underneath the trees and underneath things like that, and the fact that deer don't eat it. Anybody plant any hosta?
Oh, yeah.
In a deer location? You don't have hosta anymore. You have deer food. And that the hosta, like hostas that can grow in the shade and can create a ground cover and stuff, but in a deer area are just going to get eaten. Now, here's one thing. They can also, as a, like we call them hangly danglies at Bloomers, and that they make a great hang over the edge pot when you're doing a fall planting or anything like that. And the berries will dangle over the edge, and the leaves are glossy, great glossy look to them. So if you take a fall planter and you grab heuchera, kale, mums, and add the wintergreen or Gaultheria, that it will be a fantastic looking plant, not only for now, but also at Christmas time. You know, the mum will be done. You can pull that out. And that you can add some white sticks and some pine. It'll look great. But, again, ground cover. That ground cover. That's what I want to talk about. It's one of those plants that are underused and does a great job in shade areas. So organics, good in organic soil. You want it evenly moist. I know that's a tough thing, but that requires maybe a sprinkler system. But if you have enough shade and you have good soil, okay, you'll be okay because it'll be in part shade or full shade. Full shade. We don't hear that very often. Full shade. Full shade. They do best in, like, with a cool winter, of course, and you're going to plant about 10 to 14 inches apart, so they're not going to be, like, right next to one another. So you need to give them a little bit of space. And I tell you what, shady areas, woodland gardens, rock gardens. People plant rock gardens anymore? I mean, it depends. And, like, South Jersey's flat.
Yeah.
Like, North Jersey, New York. Up in the Poconos, things like that, they do rock gardens. Yeah. It can be along the foundation in a shaded area. And again, a native garden. Those of you who like natives, this is one of the best ones going. And it's a great compliment to acid-loving shrubs like azaleas and rhododendrons and camellias and even blueberries. Nodding bell-shaped flowers. Do you follow me with that? Think of an Andromeda flower. So it has a flower that's similar to that, but not probably as big a cluster. So it's going to be those individual ones. That early summers when it will flower, so sometime in June, flowers give way to edible berries that we were talking about. They're about 3/8 of an inch, and that you can eat them.
Wow.
You going to try it, will you? I don't know. I'm not too keen on berries.
Yeah.
Do you want to try it?
Yeah.
Yeah? They're coming in.
They're coming in. Yeah.
All right. So they have berries. I want to see you eat one. Can we eat it on the can you eat it on the show?
Yeah, we'll do that.
You'll start coughing.
You can't talk.
Well, remember what's their common name? They're wintergreen.
Wintergreen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Like gum?
Like gum, yeah.
So it
if
has
bad
that
breath,
and it and it's the flavoring, right? Get this flavoring for chewing gum and candy, toothpaste. Can't be all bad.
Yeah.
And that wildlife will eat it, and they say that there are areas where it's naturally occurs, like up in New England and things, where bears just like eat forage over there, and they're eating other wildlife, such as like pheasant, for instance, squirrels. Ugh, hate deer, hate them. But the berries, they'll eat the berries, but they won't eat the foliage. And again, it's like we'll create the foliage creates like an oil, and it can be used as an astringent, a stimulant, and a diuretic.
Wow.
How's your heart?
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, you don't need it. So again, all those plants that we sell, it's interesting to go to the botanical name because you find it's like, that's what my father was taking for his heart.
So look
for Gulthera or again, it's called wintergreen. And look for it at your local garden center. It is a fun plant and it's a great plant because it looks so pretty and it doesn't have a lot of insect or disease problems. The only thing is you got to keep it in the shade. You can't put it out in full sun. You know, and it's not even the water. They just the leaves can get burned. So, again, it's a great ground cover in shade.
There you go.
All right.
Shade lovers.
That's it. We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880, and we'll see you in the garden.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG! Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomer Stocks, Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomer's Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomer's Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Julio. We got school today.
Yeah, we
creepy
did.
Creepy crawlies.
Yeah. Yeah. That time of year.
I wouldn't spray Judy with any of this. Just around it, though. Yeah. You know, you're going to have to.
Around the house.
You know, that's your job now. You got to kill all the bugs.
All the bugs, yeah. That's my.
That was your job anyway. Yeah. You didn't necessarily have to do it. You just had to know how.
How to do it, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, they're coming in. It's
your time.
I had a bird come down. Yeah, it was a sparrow. Come down my chimney. All of a sudden, the cats are looking with their heads tilted. They knew. I want to kill it, but I'm afraid to. But so animals are trying to get into your house because they know that winter's coming. Don't be fooled by this weather. It's not, you know, it's not going to stay this way forever. Yeah. All of a sudden, and I think you were telling me that we're supposed to be in the 40s.
40s coming up, yeah.
The 40s. 40s,
yeah.
40s cold. I don't want to pay Mr. Burns to heat my house. I don't know. But between insects, mice. I have a mouse trap out. Yeah. Yeah. Even though my cat Tom killed one, well, played with one until it couldn't run away. And took care of that. Animals and insects are trying to find a place to hibernate from the cold winter. They know it's coming up. So make sure you got your defense up.
That's right.
I've never had such an issue as I have this year. And pansies. Look, when you go to your local garden center to pick up any of the things that we talk about, please tell them that you listen to Bloomers in the Garden and they suggest that you go to them. It's important for us. It's important for our sponsors, and we do appreciate. Make sure you see us on YouTube. We have all the products that we talk about and the plants that we talk about that you can see. If you go and find us on YouTube, please subscribe. And if you're listening to us on a podcast, we appreciate it. If you would go ahead and give us a rating, 5 stars is what we're looking for.
Sure.
All right. We're going to see you next week right here in the garden.
See you in the garden.